Christ is baptized. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, realized when he met Jesus Christ that Jesus could change his life. Jesus knew him. He called him by his name even though they had never met before. Zacchaeus, hurry down. I mean to stay at your house today. Christ always anticipates us if only he sees that we are willing and eager. Christ knew Zacchaeus' heart, and hence Christ himself invites himself to his house. It is the only mention in all gospel where the Savior himself invites himself to someone's house. Every other time, Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Or whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." Zacchaeus, because of his curiosity, was ready. His heart longed for Jesus. No one at that time wanted to enter a sinner's house, but Jesus did. After all, this is why he came. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus came to know God and his will. He not only welcomed Jesus into his home, but also into his heart. He believed in him. He realized that he needed forgiveness for the sins and wrongdoings he had made throughout his life. And because of his change of heart, he experienced God's grace. It's beautiful. Jesus came to Zacchaeus because he was lost. According to the word of the prophet Isaiah, we are all in this similar situation. Prophet Isaiah says, "We have all gone astray like sheep. We have all gone our own way." Sin caused us to be lost. But God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and he came to us to show us who God is and to redeem us from sin. He paid the price of redemption for us on the cross. Zacchaeus was lost because of his sins until he pursued God and God found him. And something similar applies to us. God knows us. He also knows the state of our heart. And God continuously sets out again and again, each and every single day, to look for those who are lost. Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree, probably with difficulty, but he put in the effort. What are we doing in our life? Zacchaeus didn't hide from Jesus. He did not self-justify all his wrongdoings, even though he might have been a good person. That's why Jesus could call him by his own name. If we do not hide from God, we will hear God calling us by our name and inviting himself to our home, which is our heart. When Zacchaeus believed and accepted Jesus Christ, something happened to him. He experienced radical change. And Christ characterized this change as follows. He says, "Today salvation has come to his house." Zacchaeus experienced a new life. And how does this new life establish itself in him? Well, the gospel gives us an answer to it too. Zacchaeus responds, "Lord, I give half of my belongings to the poor. If I have defrauded everyone, I pay him back fourfold." At first, for all his life, he cared for himself. He didn't care if he stole from others. But now, seeing who is standing in front of him, he now shows concern for the needs of the needy. And now he is also determined to make it up many times over, four times over, everyone who he has robbed. This is true almsgiving. Zacchaeus comes out of his old self and rejects his former condition. when he sees Christ. No more. He doesn't want this life anymore. And he gives up all of his possessions he has in order to follow Jesus Christ. A total opposite of the gospel of the rich man, rich young man, if you remember. Where this young man asked Jesus Christ, "What else do I have to do to earn eternal life?" And Christ tells him, "Sell all you have and come and follow me. Then come and follow me." And the rich young man walked away sad because he was distressed. No way. To sell everything? To sell my comfort? But here, today, we see and experience how joyous one is when he gives himself completely to God. Zacchaeus gives willingly, and he restores himself to be a righteous man. And Christ tells him, "Today, salvation comes into this house." Jesus Christ changed him. Faith in Christ and his word changed him. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. God can change our lives too if we let Him. If we want to have a new life with Christ, then we have to reevaluate our life, our deeds, and see if truly God comes first every minute of our life. Let us take this beautiful example of Zacchaeus into our life. Great Lent is quickly approaching. And maybe rather than giving up something silly, something that doesn't change our life, maybe just makes us feel good, let us try to do something more permanent. Let us try to reevaluate our life and see where God is missing from our life. And let us put our hope in God. We can become a new creation in Christ. And God, as He did with Zacchaeus, He will give us a new heart, a new desire, a deeper zeal to follow the right path to salvation if we make the first step. Christ is baptized.